Cleansing scum from the internet in Spain. Spaniards' reactions to the murder of Isabel Carrasco yesterday provide a glimpse of deeper conflicts bubbling below the surface of Spanish political life after 6 years of economic crisis. Leading Spanish politicians of today reacted furiously to the slaying of a member of the political establishment. The internet must be cleansed of undesirable, said the Spanish Home Secretary, adding that outside of democracy there is only anarchy. Cowards and scum must not be allowed to hide behind the internet, said the leader of Union Progress and Democracy, Rosa Díaz. The Home Secretary's choice of phrase is itself less than desirable given the history of the Spanish right with fascism and dictatorship, and given the terrifying connotations of the political cleansing of opponents in recent European history. Shortly after Isabel Carrasco was shot dead as she walked to work across a footbridge in the city of León in the northwestern Spain, Twitter and Facebook were flooded with comments, information and rumours. Some apparently younger Spaniards, full of ideological enthusiasm, published comments celebrating or justifying Miss Carrasco's murder for political reasons. "That's one corrupt politician less," wrote one user. "I'm very happy," wrote another. A third added he was going for a few beers to celebrate. Commentators on the right of Spanish politics were equally quick to condemn the murder and suggest left-wing sympathisers or anarchist troublemakers must have done it. One Today even went so far as to headline the day Twitter murdered Isabel Carrasco. It turned out that both of the women arrested had been members of the ruling Popular Party, the same party Miss Carrasco belonged to, and that the daughter had even been a municipal election candidate. Spanish police have not yet confirmed either who pulled the trigger or the motive behind the crime, and the murder weapon has still not been found. But politicians' reactions today suggest few believe it was entirely personal revenge, as the Spanish Home Office has been stating since yesterday. At the end of April, another Spanish politician, Pere Navarro, was punched in the face by a 50-year-old woman whilst entering a church, and he was quick to ascribe the assault to political tensions related to the debate on the secession of Catalonia. Today, Spaniards have read his aggressor admits to insulting him, but not to punching him, and the underlying motive is still unclear. Nasty surprises in life force us to react without time for considered thought. Spaniards' comments on Miss Carrasco's murder over the past 24 hours offer a glimpse of increasing political and intergenerational tensions bubbling beneath the surface of Spanish public life after 6 years of economic crisis, a crisis which might, or might not, explain why Miss Carrasco was shot dead yesterday.